21-year-old Davy Spurlock is a good sport during her first visit to the Children's Dental Clinic of Paragould. She allows Dr. Misi Harris to examine her four pearl-sized baby teeth and pink gums without protest. Shanley Spurlock is her mom.
I just want to keep her as healthy as possible. I know I've had, you know, issues whenever I was young, and so I'm just trying to keep her healthy and happy so she doesn't have to kind of go through the things that I went through with my teeth as a child.
Dr. Harris, who just recently opened this clinic and operates another in Jonesboro, says if parents wait until kids are kindergarten age, it may be too late to prevent or correct small problems.
Oftentimes on that visit is when we maybe will take radiographs and have to tell mom the unfortunate news that their child has cavities. A lot of parents are shocked when they find out that because they're not visible, because at that point they've gotten in between the teeth. And that's something that we only can visualize using the radiographs.
Harris says more pediatricians need to inform new parents about the need for early dental happy visits. And teachers, she says, need to be taught that toothaches are now the most common cause of sick days from school. Most dental groups recommend that dental visits start when the first tooth appears or around the first birthday, whichever is earlier. Dr. Joe Castellano, president of the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry in Chicago, says many parents are still getting used to the idea of babies at the dentist. But those who start going at Davy's age, he says, benefit both short and long term.
As they come in and they start getting used to coming to the dentist early, they don't have a lot of dental issues because we've been following things. They don't develop the fear as much as someone who maybe will show up and have a mouthful of cavities and have to go through all the treatment. So they find the dentist a good place to go, just kind of like getting a well checkup.
Dr. Harris says parents and caregivers can model dental care as a positive experience for young children.
I would say that YouTube and adults talking about their maybe negative dental experiences oftentimes scares, say, a 5 or 6 year old to think that it's going to be something painful or something to fear. So if we kind of talk about that in a positive way, or we start brushing teeth with mom and brushing teeth with dad and flossing with mom, flossing with dad, teaching them actually, so what causes you to have these cavities?
The American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry says in addition to health and social benefits, there are financial incentives to early dental visits. Children who start going to the dentist at age 4 and under may need less treatment as well as less expensive procedures in the future, including trips to the emergency room. In Paragould, Ann Kenda, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for this series on oral health in Arkansas comes from the Delta Dental of Arkansas Foundation, working to increase access to dental care in the state and improve the oral health of all Arkansans.